The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission prepared and organized a strategic plan review workshop, which was actually conducted by a team of experts from Team Consulting, which was basically meant for political parties or political parties in Zimbabwe. And I can also confirm that there were more than 20 political parties that attended this strategic workshop for the period 2016 to 2020. The only disappointment was that the ruling party, ZANU-PF, was conspicuous by its absence. And that, for some of us, raised actually more questions than answers, because it appears ZANU-PF are never keen to participate in all these various workshops that are being conducted by ZEC. I would like to believe that they are hiding something.
And are you happy with what ZEC was presenting to you?
I would say yes, in a way, because this was an opportunity for the various political parties. Incidentally, it was the majority of the parties in Zimbabwe, all of them in opposition. This was an opportunity for us to interact and also be in a position to articulate our major concerns. I would like to then disclose to listeners that there were basically six questions that formed the group discussion session. And the first question was, what do you feel ZEC is doing well? Number two, what challenges do you feel ZEC faces? Number three, what are your specific needs and problems with ZEC? Four, how should ZEC undertake a voter registration process that is credible, transparent, and inclusive? Five, how should ZEC make voter education more effective to address issues of voter apathy and ensuring inclusiveness in voter registration and election processes? And the last one was number six. What do you feel are the key areas of focus for ZEC in the next 5-year period if it is to fully fulfill its mandate?